Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. The best has yet to come because you haven't arrived. You haven't stepped in the room. You haven't taken over.
The best has yet to come.
Because it's something about becoming the best version of yourself that will help you be the best version of yourself. You see, many times in life, we have to understand that to become the best, we have to try to be the best. In order to try to be the best, we have to try something new. We have to try something out of the blue, and we have to try something that we are not familiar with. What this does is that it puts you in a different situation for you to discover the best version of yourself. In order for the best to come out, you have to come out. In order for you to come out, you have to discover what the best version of yourself looks like. The reason why this is so important, because when you are putting yourself out there, not only are you putting yourself out there, you're discovering who you can become. You're recognizing who you are, and you're discovering the path that you are on. See, the best has yet to come because you have yet to arrive. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're going to speak about marketing strategies and how you can continue to become the best you over time and rather than overnight, because in order to be the best, you have to have something to work towards. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you follow the podcast, you like it, and you leave a review, because many times in life, it's just hearing the right information that was put us in a different situation. See, let me go ahead and write it on the board what this topic is going to be about. The topic is going to be about the best has yet to come. So let me go ahead and write that on the board. The best has yet to come. The best, there we go, yeah, has yet to come. There we go. Let me know in the comments where you're from. Let me know in the comments where y'all chiming in from. Let me know. Today is going to be a special episode because not only are we talking about the best has yet to come, we're going to discover how to get there. We're going to learn how to go from point A to point B. You don't need to go from point A to point Z because you might skip some steps. So this video, this podcast, this episode is going to be so special because it's going to give you steps for you to become the best that you can be. You see, many times in life, we just have to understand that the best has yet to come because we haven't showed up. Yesterday was my 6-year anniversary of me going to the Marine Corps. And when I went to the Marine Corps when I was 19 years old, I was afraid to leave home because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was afraid, I was nervous, and I didn't know what to expect. And so as I was leaving home and I was preparing to leave and I was excited to leave, so many emotions was going through my head. Like, is this a good decision that I'm making? Is this a great decision I'm making at this moment? You see, I'm young. I was staying at home with my mom. And at the time, my mom, who was a single mom raising 3 boys by herself, not only did she provide for us, but she showed us what hard work looks like. If you want something in life, you have to be willing to go get it, because no one is going to give you anything. No one is going to hand you anything unless you are the one to go get it. And so as I'm figuring out if I want to join the Marine Corps, and the time is coming, and the time is getting closer, they put us through steps, they put us through process to the point where you have to first, if you're going to commit to the Marine Corps, you need to go through a medical process. And when you go through a medical process, you need to go through this process to see if you qualify to join the Marine Corps. You see, not necessarily just the Marine Corps, but just the military in general. See, when you go to MEPS, there's a place called MEPS, you have to get medically cleared for you to be a service member. You see, prior to me wanting to join the Marine Corps, I tore my ACL. And when I tore my ACL, it was so devastating to me because I tore it in my senior year. And when I tore my ACL, I didn't recognize that in the future, it's going to be in my medical record. And at the time, I didn't know what a medical record was. I just knew that I had an injury. And since I had this injury, I had to go through the process of getting healed. So when I was getting ready to sign up for the Marine Corps, not only was I getting ready to sign up for it, I had to go through the process of being qualified for it. If I'm a good fit, I should be able to go. You see, rather than me thinking all over the place, I'm like, what can I think about right now? Oh, I need to just go through the process, go through the medical screening, and then really understand that it's a process you have to go through. So then when you get to the medical screening, you have to wait. You see, to become the best, see, the best has yet to come because you have to wait for it to come. You see, what I didn't fully understand was the decision that I made on October 29th of 2018 was going to be the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life. In fact, it was early than that. It was like January of 2018 that I decided to join the process. I mean, I decided to join the Marine Corps. In life, the best only comes when you decide for yourself. When you are choosing that you want to do something for yourself, and at this moment you recognize the growth that you have to grow through, the development that you have to learn, and it's a path that you have to discover. You see, many times in life, the best has just come because we haven't tried to get it out. We haven't tried for it to come to life. See, the first point I want to hit on is that you have to try. First point that I'm going to hit on is that you have to try. You have to try. And you see, this is so important. Because to try something new, to try to reach a goal, to try to accomplish a dream, you have to know that it only starts with the thought and you taking action. It was so difficult for me to just have a clear thought because my thoughts was all over the place. I didn't know if the decision was going to pay off. I didn't know if the decision was going to be good. I didn't know what to expect. So I decided to make a decision blindly because I had no idea of what I was doing. Yes, I was able to speak with a recruiter. Yes, he broke it down. Yes, he explained everything. But for me to be sure of myself, I had to fully understand that I don't need to know everything. I just need to take it one step at a time. Can you hear me? Mic check. God, dog. I don't know how much you done heard, but even then, I'm glad I looked down. God, dog, man. Okay. I don't know if the last part that you heard, so I'm just going to repeat it. You have to be willing to try to learn more about yourself, because as you are learning more about yourself, not only are you learning more about yourself, you can identify the path that you would like to pursue. Many times in life, it's the confusion of the path that makes it so confusing to know that we can become the best that we can be. You see, in order to be the best, you have to start with yourself. It was so difficult for me to start with myself because I was so confused on the directions that I wanted to go. My mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, not only was she teaching us how to be responsible, how to be young men, but how to show up. She showed me how to show up by her showing up for three boys by herself. You see, the reason why that was so important, because I had to see something to know that it's possible if you're willing to do the work. You see, my mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, taught us that if you want something in life, you have to be willing to go get it. Because if you don't go get it, no one is going to hand you anything. My mom has 9 degrees and she had to earn every single degree. She had to attend every single class. I remember when we was younger, me and my two brothers, we was younger. And my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, not only was she a single mother, she had to go to school. She had to provide. She had to go to work. And so one day, it was me and my two brothers. My twin brother and my older brother. We at this place called school. And we at this place called school because my mother was in college trying to get a degree to provide for us. You see, she told us, just sit in the back and just be quiet. Don't make no noise. Play on your games. Because in order for us to be okay, I have to show up here. I have to do the work here. See, my mama distracted us so we wouldn't be a distraction to the class. You see, many times in life, it's the distraction that stops you from growing. It's the distraction that stops you from healing. It's the distraction that says that you are not good to try. See, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so vital, is because life shows you that as you continue to develop within yourself, not only are you developing within yourself, you have to be willing to try to develop over time. Life is going to show you that in order to be the best, you have to learn how to use what you got. See, earlier today, my camera stopped working because I was using my phone. And as I was using my phone, I had to switch the camera so I can keep the conversation going. You see, many times in life, you just have to try to keep going so you can keep showing up. I had to learn that as I'm showing up, there's going to be problems, there's going to be complications, there's going to be difficulties that I have to face. And when I face them, I learn how to handle them. As I'm facing them and I'm handling them, not only am I recognizing the type of person that I'm growing into, I'm developing to someone that can handle the best. See, I want to be the best. In order for me to be the best, I have to learn how to be the best that I can be. You see, Kobe Bryant, he got asked the question. He said, what does mama mentality mean to you? What does mama mentality mean to you? And he mentions that mama mentality is becoming the best version of yourself. And when he said that, I said, oh, I thought it was just, I was the only one saying that. I was the one that was really embracing that. And when I heard Kobe Bryant say, then when I heard Michael Jordan say, then when I heard Tiger Woods say, then when I heard Tom Brady say, then when I heard Peyton Manning say, then when I heard Ray Lewis say, then when I heard Ray Allen say, they all were saying to be the best version of themselves. And even when I was hearing Ajaya Wilson say it, even when I was hearing Angela Reese say it, not only what they were saying it, they was demonstrating what the best version of themselves looked like. You see, in order to try, you have to be willing to be embarrassed. You're not going to know everything. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know what you have. You have to start with what you have in order for that to grow, develop, and improve over time. You see, many times in life, it's improving that takes time. It's improving, that doesn't happen overnight. It's improvement that will make you better over time. You see, one thing that stops a lot of people is the lack of a goal. It's the lack of direction. It's the lack of trying. Because until you try, until you learn, until you develop, you would never think that today is the day for you to start, because today has passed and you're now looking towards the future. I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start next year. When is today going to be the day that you try something new for yourself? That you just try something. You don't have to be the best at something. You just have to be willing to try something. You see, I've learned in order for me to become the best that I can be, I have to be okay with identifying with where I'm at. And it will help me not be so hard on myself because nothing is coming from that. Then I was going to name this video, The Worst Has Yet to Come, or The Worst Is Coming. Because I was going to mention that the worst is coming because you're not prepared to be the best that you can be. So I was like, rather than me saying that the worst has yet to come, I'm just going to say the best has yet to come because you haven't arrived. You see, this podcast episode is so special, so incredible, not only for you, but it's incredible for me. Today, earlier, I'm looking at my pictures from the Marine Corps, and I made a post. And this post, I mentioned that when I left for the Marine Corps in October of 2018, when I left, I was coming back as a man. But I didn't know I was going to become a man over time. I just wanted to leave to find something. To discover something, to recognize what this can possibly be. You see, many times in life, it's identifying a path that you would like to follow. Identifying a goal that you like to work on, and identifying a skill that you like to develop. You see, it's so challenging to develop a skill. So challenging to try something new. It's so challenging to put yourself out there. Because how do you know how you're putting yourself out there, it will pay off how you would like to? How do you know that? I learned over time. In order to understand it, you have to get around others that's ahead of you. You have to get around others that's done what you are doing, but they've been doing it longer. What this does is that it positions you differently because you can get around someone with experience. And when you get around someone who has experience, you can now pick their brain and start understanding, like, who are you? Why did you pursue this path? Why did you do this thing? Why did you accomplish this goal? Why? When I started my podcast half a decade ago, I started with the goal of bringing value. I started with saying that I'm going to start this podcast. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to lead. I have no idea. But I know for certain I'm going to start something. Then when I start something, I'm going to see what it can turn into. And so when I made my first podcast episode, it was an audio version. It was a version where you can just listen to it. I didn't have my camera on. I plugged in my microphone. At the time, I had a microphone that would just hang. But then I have the equipment to where it will fall. But it kept falling. So I'm like, yeah, let me just go ahead and get a stand so that way you can just stand up normally. And so as I started to create podcasts, I didn't have confidence. I lacked the ability to speak about something. And I had no idea who I was speaking to. So when I started, I had an idea, I had a goal that I just wanted to start creating and sharing my voice. And as I start to share my voice, it was hard for me to hear my voice because I didn't like my voice. I wanted to change my voice. I wanted to sound different on camera. And as I started to record, I wanted to change how I sounded because I didn't like how I sounded. I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like what I talked about. You see, I wanted to change myself because I didn't like myself. And since I didn't like myself, I was so critical on myself. And since I'm so critical on myself, I'm constantly judging myself. You see, in the beginning phase of me creating podcasts and me creating videos, I didn't like myself because I didn't know how to love myself. You see, life is going to show you that when you put energy into yourself, when you put growth into yourself, when you put time into yourself, this is how you become the best. And in order to become the best, you have to be willing to try. You see, I had to be willing to try because it taught me that in order for you to be good, in order for you to be better, in order for you to develop, you have to be willing to develop by yourself. And this is when I learned that the moment is going to show you that life is going to come to you, that life is going to deliver you what you are looking for. And when you start looking for something, it's the something that helps you become the best. You see, my time in the Marine Corps, it was phenomenal because every day I was trying to find myself. Every day I was trying to discover myself. Every single day I want to learn myself. And when I started to learn myself, I was confused. I was confused because I wasn't used to looking. Excuse me. I was confused. There was a movie that I watched when I was younger, like way younger. Excuse me. In this movie, it was Marlon Wayans. And Marlon Wayans was playing a basketball movie. And in this basketball movie, Marlon Wayans, excuse me, was the guy that passed away. And when the guy passed away in this basketball movie, his brother kept playing. And when the brother that Marlon that who Marlon Wayans played, when he passed away, his brother lost all ambition to play basketball. But when he played, when he passed away, when Marlon Wayans passed away in this movie, in this basketball movie, he passed away, but he wasn't away. And so as the brother is trying to build himself up, gather himself, not only is he trying to gather himself, he's trying to build his motivation back up. But it's so hard for him to build his motivation up because he just lost his brother. And in the movie, it shows that he, even though he lost his brother was always with him. And so when one day, when the brother who lost his, in the movie, The Invisible Man or something like that, the Sixth Man, bro, how do you know that? How do you know that? The Sixth Man, that is a Zach movie. Yeah, I'm talking about The Invisible Man. Yeah. The Sixth Man. Yeah. And so in the movie, the brother who lost Marlon Wayans, who was playing the basketball in the movie, playing the basketball player, and he passed away, the brother was losing his motivation. The brother was like, man, I just don't get it. I just don't want to play no more because I can't play with my brother. I just don't want to be here no more because I can't play with my brother. And over time, his brother start to show up differently. It wasn't in a physical form, but it was a form where the brother can only see him. Because even though in the movie, Marlon Wayans passed away, he was only away for a short time, and he came to play with his brother. And in the movie, only the brother can see the brother, and everyone else can see him. So when the brother was talking to the brother, it seemed confusing. Like, bro, who are you talking to? There's nobody there. You see, many times in life, when you are trying for yourself, you have to know that you are going to look crazy. And in the movie, he eventually start building his spirit back up because he got his brother by his side. His brother is not only playing with them. His brother is saying, hey, you can do this. How about you start passing the ball just a little bit more? How about you just take it to the basket? How about you just score? You see, when you try, you're trying to score. You see, oftentimes in life, it's the problems that stop us from scoring. It's the challenges that stops us from scoring. It's the worriness that stops us from scoring. You see, in the movie, The Sixth Man, not only was he the sixth man, he was a man that was in spirit form, and he helped his brother play the game. You see, many times in life, we just need someone to help us become the best that we can be. You see, in the movie, he shows that if you have someone that you can lean on, even though in the movie, The Sixth Man, his brother was passed away. He was passed away in physical form, and even though he wasn't there physically, he was there spiritually. You see, what I learned during that time is that not only are you becoming the best, you have to go through some challenges to know that you can be the best. You have to go through difficulty to know you can get better. You have to really try.
and fail and fail and fail again until you recognize that you can get back up. Until you recognize that you can get back up. I'm going to take a moment and read the comments right quick, then I'm going to get back to it. Joshua says, so true. I never looked at it like that. And if y'all haven't, let me know in the comments like your biggest takeaway so far on why you have to try for your dreams or why you have to try to become the best that you can be. You see, many times in life, it's just understanding that when you get knocked down, when you go through a struggle, when you go through a problem, when you go through something that you're not familiar with, you have to tell yourself that I will get through it because I have to just get back up. What's the topic, man? Great question. The topic is the best has yet to come. And see, what there's a song, Get Up. I forgot who sing it. I forgot who sung it. But when they sung it, they put some soul behind it. And so when the song Get Back Up, it was playing. Was it Tupac? No, I got to keep your head up. No, Tupac said you got to keep your head up. You got to keep your head up. And somebody sung the song Get Back Up, but I'm going to use Tupac's song Keep Your Head Up. And so in the song of Keep Your Head Up, Tupac explains that when challenges come, when you are going through a hard time, when you get knocked down many times, don't expect for you to stay down. You just got to keep your head up to get back up. You see, one thing that I recognize in the Tupac interviews is that he was very wise. He was very intelligent. He was very open-minded. And during that time, since he was so open-minded, he had problems that he had to face. He had challenges that he had to go through. You see, even though Tupac was a rapper, he was a prolific speaker because he brought value to others. And when in the interview when he was younger, not only was he like talking and really like sharing a message with the world, trying to make the world better, he understood that the world is in your palm if you know how to use and learn from the world. Just before he actually like blew up, but this was like in his what is called But before the Hit 'Em Up, before the Hit 'Em Up album came out, before him and Biggie was beefing, like this was prime Tupac. And so as I'm watching the interview, I'm like, man, he know what he's speaking about. He know what he's talking about. And then his lyrics start to match what he was preaching. Then I'm like, okay, he might be on to something. And then it was another song called Changes. I love this song by Tupac, about change, and it's called Changes. And it go like, doo-doo-doo, 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 that's just the way it is. See, many times in life, that's just the way it is until we are able to change amongst ourselves. You see, Tupac understood that you had to change yourself for you to become the best. Yeah, and when he made the song, I'm like, man, this is a cold song. This is a good song. And he played it. And when he started playing this, do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. And then he say, that's just the way it is. In order for you to change the way it is, you have to change yourself. And when I start to fully understand the power of change, the power of development, the power of knowledge, I started to get educated on myself. I started to learn who I was. I started to identify who I would like to become. See, many times in life, it's a decision that we have to make in order for us to change. It's a choice that we have to make in order for change to take place. You see, in order for you to get change, many times you have to make a payment. I'm going to read the comments right quick. Wait, hit that course again. What did he say? Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. That's just the way it is. And what I've learned, I remember when I was younger, like this before all the digital world came out, like all the credit cards and the currency came out. So when I was younger, I remember having $5. And my mama told me, she was like, yeah, son, you can go to the store with this money, but don't spend it all. I'm like, okay, mama. Okay. My mama, who is a single mother raising 3 boys by herself, she gave each and every one of us $5. And she said, y'all can go to the store. Y'all go get some candy. Y'all just go to the store. Back then, that was when like Laffy Taffy's and candy was like 25 cents. Like you can, God dog, I sound old. That was like, the candy was like 25 cents. Like you can, and the bag of chips was 50 cents, or rather 49 cents. You can really get a lot of $5, right? And so during that time, not only did my mama like send us to the store, she was like, okay, go to the store, but don't spend all of it. At the time, $5 can get you far. So we go to the store, and we got the $5. I get my candy. I get two bags of, at the time, I think I was eating hot fries. I get two bags of hot fries, and then once I get two bags of hot fries, I get some Laffy Taffy. The Laffy Taffy was like maybe 15 cents. So I get four of those. I got some chips. I get some water. Water's like maybe 50 cents. I say, I got a deal. So I go to the cash register. I give them the money. So I had $5. But I had 6 things. And so when I paid for the 6 things, hear me out. When I paid for the 6 things, I got change back. You see, many times in life, you have to pay to change in order for you to receive the blessing. You see, when I start to recognize that the candy and chips was so good because it wasn't that expensive, I got change back. Like, they literally gave me, like, a couple dollars and some change. Just like Tupac say, in order to change, you just have to recognize the way it is. You see, and it showed you, not only are you recognizing the change and how it is, you identify why you need to change. And it taught me, you just have to try. Now, fast forward to today, $5 won't get you nothing. $5 won't get you nothing. I remember I stayed in Southern California, and during COVID-19 or 2020, gas prices start rising. Like, I don't get it. Like, the pandemic is here and the world is shutting down. Why are these gas prices going up? Now, it's already California, so the gas there was like maybe $4 and some change. So I'm paying for gas. And I remember pulling up behind a person that was like in a diesel truck or something like that. They paid $105. I said, why do you have this truck? I said, that's a lot of money for some gas, and you're going to have to fill up next week? I said, that's crazy. I said, I don't even want to play that much. I had a Nissan Altima. I know my car wasn't going to juke that much. I must have paid for the gas. I got the pump, put the pump in the car, and it's going up. Okay, we at $5. Okay, we at $10. Okay. We at 20. Okay. I don't think it's going to slow down. No, it's speeding up. We at 30. I'm like, whoa. We get to 40. I'm like, oh my goodness. We still not at full? We get to 50. I'm like, what is going on? We get to 55. It finally stops. You see, recognizing the way it is, you just have to adjust to it. It wasn't the fact that the gas was expensive. It was the fact that it kept going. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to keep going. Next point I want to hit on is you have to keep going. You have to keep going. I'm going to read the comments right here. Let me know in the comments right quick how you feeling about this topic so far. I'm going to read the comments right quick and say, what do you feel like your most recent change was? When I start learning more about entrepreneurship, and when I start learning about more about entrepreneurship, I not only start learning about it, my wife, she said one day, she was like, I don't feel led right. Like, y'all, I don't feel like you're leading me right. Excuse me. And before I start learning about it, it was like, okay, what does that mean? I'm from a single parent household, a single mother household. Like, I don't know how a man is supposed to lead. And so she was like, I don't feel led. Like, I don't feel like you're leading me properly. So I'm like, what is that? I didn't know what it meant. And so I started reading and going to different classes. I'm in college as well. So I started attending different classes. And the people that was older than me or people that has more experience, I start asking, like, do you have any leadership book that I can read? Any type of information that I can read on leadership or how to be a good husband or how to be better, how to be better in general? And so I got referred a book. This was recent. This was like last month. and it was called 21 Irrefutable Laws by John Maxwell. And he made a series around the 21 Irrefutable Laws by John Maxwell. And every video was like 10 minutes, but it was a total of 21 videos because there's 21 laws. And as I'm listening to it, he say every law can be a strength. And every person can have this strength. And it's recognizing that you can't have everything as a strength. And he said eventually you have weaknesses. Like you have to identify your weakness and you have to surround yourself with people who have their strength as your weakness. And so I go back the following day, I go back to my professor and I just asked him, I was like, in the videos he mentioned that everyone has some type of weakness when it comes to 21 irrefutable laws. And I asked him, like, what is your weakness? Like, what do you think your weakness is? He was like, to be honest, every law can be improved on. Every law can be studied. And you don't fully master a law. You just recognize it and you learn more about it and you start working towards it. I'm like, God, dog. Okay. Then he asked me, he was like, which one do you think you're struggling with? Then I was like, the law of influence, I believe, because one of the laws is the law of influence. But that was, and quite honestly, that was the only one that I could remember because he said 21 different laws. And I was like, law of influence. He was like, why do you think you're struggling at that? I'm like, well, I don't think I got influence. He said, well, if you don't think you have influence, now just work on it. Then I'm like, okay, is that simple? Is that simple? All you have to do is just work on your weakness? And so I started working on it. I started identifying. So to answer your question, when she told me, my wife told me that she don't feel led, when I start learning about business, I start doing this 90-day challenge to make $100,000. I start doing this challenge and I start to figure out how to lead. And as I'm figuring out how to lead, it's like, okay, I have to give direction. Okay, I have to continue to work on myself. Okay, I have to be able to lead others. Now, with my first class with the professor, the same one who referred the book, he said a leader is a leader when he has people following him. I said, really? And he also said, he said, a leader is not a leader if no one is following him. I said, God, dog. But he said it with like so much passion. And I was like, I would have never thought about that. A leader is only a leader if he or she has someone following them. It's not like a follow me and I can lead the way. No, it's literally like, I'm the leader. I can lead you accordingly. And since I'm able to lead you accordingly, I can help you accordingly. So to answer your question, the biggest change that I went through was to learn about leadership, was to learn that I can't do everything by myself, was to identify why I can't do everything by myself, because it's a limiting factor that happens when you try to do everything by yourself and you're not good at everything, but then you have to learn everything, but then as you're learning everything, you can't really do everything. And so they told me that I just had to change my ways because I had to learn how to change. So great question, AK9SBN. I appreciate the question. And then Joshua said, yeah, $5 back then was a flex. It was a flex. I remember we had the candy lady around our block. And every day, she knew exactly what to sell. Because we'd go there, like we'd get out of school, we'd be like, Mom, can we go to the candy lady get some candy? She said, yeah, but hurry up. Be back before the street light come back on. And as we're going there, we ride our bike, we're excited. I know what type of candy I'm gonna get. Cause I get the same candy every single day. So we get to the candy lady, and I asked for some Airheads and some fruity tooties. It was some good candy, but small little piece of candy. Then you can unravel it and then eat it. And so when we go there, I'm like, may I get some Airheads, some fruity tooties, and some water? She was like, yeah, no problem. That'll be $3. I got the candy, and every day I kept going back. The reason why I kept going back to get candy, one, because my mama, who was a single mother, raised 3 boys by herself, said that we could go back. The other reason was because she kept showing up. You see, the reason why that's so important is because when you keep going, you have to keep showing up. When times are tough, you have to keep showing up. When you are unsure, you have to keep showing up. Because it pays to show up. You might not understand why you're showing up, but eventually you will start to learn more about why you need to show up. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be overwhelming. See, to be the best, people didn't say it was easy. Michael Jordan, I watched a video with him, and it was kind of like a commercial, an old commercial. And he said, maybe I fooled you. The video starts, he said, maybe I fooled you. He said, maybe I fooled you at the free throw line when I was shooting the free throw with my eyes closed. Maybe I fooled you because I've been taking so many game-winning shots, but what about the shots that I missed? He said, maybe I fooled you because I made it look easy. And when I heard that, I said, ooh, that's deep. You see, the reason why that was deep is because we didn't see the work that he had to put into himself. We didn't see the all the practices and the studying and the growth that he had to grow into. We saw the successes. We saw the wins. Because he had 6 championships back to back. Like, how do you do that? How do you position yourself differently like that? He was surrounded by people who wanted the best. He was surrounded. He had a head coach. Phil Jackson was not only the coach of Michael Jordan. He was the coach of Kobe Bryant. And even though Phil Jackson won 6 championships with Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson won 5 championships with Kobe Bryant. You see, there's a pattern there. You have to want to be the best, and you only can be the best by keep going. By keep going, that's the only way you can become the best. Because people are asleep. People don't want it as bad as you want it. People don't recognize what you are working towards. People don't recognize you. You see, I learned that life is going to give you an opportunity. And it's up to you to take advantage of the opportunity so that you can keep going while you are showing up for the process. If it was easy, you would already have it. If it was easy, you would already be where you would like to be. Recently, I've been watching a lot of videos on social media, and I watched history get made. Excuse me. LeBron James is playing with his son, Bronny James, on the Lakers. Now, mind you, LeBron is already, he's the best player in the league right now. Excuse me. He's the best player in the league right now. And when the history was made, was that LeBron James, who's been playing for over 20 years, is able to play with his son? And when his son is playing with his dad, that's history in the making. Because what happened is that people got to see the example of a good father. People got to see an example of a son following in the footsteps of his father. You see, my dad wasn't really in my life. I know my dad. He wasn't in my life. And so if I wanted to pursue something, I would be pursuing it with no direction. Because I have no one to look up to. My dad wasn't in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I know him. I know of him. But he wasn't there to actually, groom us, show us how to be a man, show us what matters, show us what don't. It just that's just the way it was. And so when I start to really identify what I would like to do, it became lonely. But I kept going. It became stressful. But I kept going. It became overwhelming. But I kept going. You see, many times in life, when you just keep going, you make a decision for yourself, eventually, you will find help that will help you along the way. The reason why that's so important is because you're able to see what you can become. See, to be the best, you have to know that it's going to take some time. You have to know it's going to take some effort. You have to identify that the effort that you're putting in is only going to come over time. And as it's coming over time, you have to keep going. You have to keep going because it's going to be challenging. You see, if it was easy, you would already be doing it. You see, I want to take a moment to read the comments right quick. Let me know so far how well are you. Wait, what's your biggest takeaway of this podcast episode so far? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to take a second to read the comments, and I'm going to get back to it, because many times in life, we just have to see the examples to know that we can become the example. So I'm going to take a second to read the comments. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. Okay. You see, oh, and also, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel at Terrell Humphrey, TerrellHumphrey, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast via audio and video, and you just listen to it, make sure you leave a review. Go to the bottom of the page and click leave a review. And then once you leave a review, leave a 5-star review in your honest opinion. Because it'll help me connect and speak to those that need to hear the message. You see, when you keep going, you have to know that you are doing the work for yourself. In the beginning, you are doing the work for yourself. Today, October 29th of 2018, that's when I joined the Marine Corps. That's when I went to boot camp. That's when I started training. That's when I started learning. That's when I started being in the environment. And so recently, before I even went live, I was late today because I had to just sit in the growth that I developed over the last 6 years. I wrote down on a piece of paper that it's no longer I. It's no longer me. It's no longer just me. I put now, it's we. Because I can't do everything by myself anymore. I just can't do everything by myself anymore. Because I can only go so far by myself. And when I recognized that, I ain't gonna lie, as a man, like, I started to cry. I started to cry because it was something that I had to really be aware of. Like, really pay attention to. Like, man, you've been through a lot. And just because you've been through a lot, you find a way to keep going. So when I just cried a little bit and I felt my emotions, I just expressed my emotions. I as I'm looking at the pictures, I said, man, I've came far. In order for me to go further, I have to change the I have came far to we have came far. You see, the reason why that's so important, because if I want to make an impact to reach 1 billion people to help them start their podcast, I can no longer say I want to help them. I now have to say we want to help 1 billion people launch their podcast. Because it taught me that my goals has to be bigger than me. My dreams has to be bigger than me. My aspirations has to be bigger than me. Because if I want to make an impact, I have to make it alongside people that share the same values, that share the same beliefs, that share the same everything, so that way I don't have to do it by myself. We are impacting people to start their podcast. We are impacting people so that they can launch their podcast. We are helping people so they can start sharing their message with the world while using a podcast. You see, I have to keep going. I have to keep going at a pace in order for me to recognize that I can no longer keep going by myself. And it took a lot for me to learn that. It took me a lot for me to understand, like, yes, maybe I need to get around others. Maybe I need to be around others. Because if I try to do it by myself, I might burn out. I might not make the impact that I'm looking to make. Because I'm doing it by myself. You see, what I recognize while being in the Marine Corps is that they have different teams. Like, they have different leaders. They have different organizations. Like, there's many units within the Marine Corps. There's many companies I want to say battalions. So what a company battalion is, it's kind of like your section that you're working in. And then, like, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you work for Walmart in Ohio. And then the corporation is wherever the Walmart corporation is at. That's the big corporation, but then it has like small stores around it. And so when I start to recognize and really learn, like every section had a different leader. Every company didn't have the same leader because the leader was different based on their job, based on their location, based on their facility. But I didn't fully understand that because I wasn't aware of it. I just didn't understand it. Like, this is crazy. Like, I only know the people that I work with. I only know the people that I work with. And until you get outside of the people that you work with, this is where you can make the impact. Because you can actually see more. You can actually understand more. I start to get outside of my company and start to really just be like, man, there's a lot that goes on within the Marine Corps. That's a lot. Like, I wouldn't even imagine. And what I recognized during that time is that when you keep going, you start to discover things that you wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting to learn something like that while joining the Marine Corps. I wanted to find out what more was. And I wasn't specific. I was very broad. I didn't know how to narrow down my search and narrow down what I wanted to do. But what I've learned is that when you become more focused, now you can help others be more focused just like you. I said, ooh, that's a lesson right there. That's a lesson right there. I did a podcast a couple years ago. And when I did the podcast, we were speaking for like maybe 25 minutes. And within the episode, we're having a conversation. We're talking amongst each other. We're just listening. We're just talking. We're just conversing. And then she proceeds to say that people come into your life as a lesson and or a blessing. And when I start to recognize the meaning of that, is that everyone is there in your life for a specific reason. And it's up to you to identify the reason that they are there. And if you don't recognize that, it might be a lesson that you will have to learn. So the last point I want to hit on is that you have to learn the lesson. You have to learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. I'm going to read the comments real quick, then I'm going to get back to it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. Excuse me. You have to learn the lesson. You see, what happens to become the best, and the reason why the best hasn't come yet is because it's something that you're not learning. Oh, I got to looking at the wrong camera. My bad. Well, the reason why you're not learning the lesson because the best has yet to come. See, many times in life, in order to be the best, you have to learn how to become the best. I remember I was watching an All-Star game with Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. And during that this All-Star game, Kobe Bryant was holding Michael Jordan. And so Kobe Bryant go to Michael Jordan when they had like a timeout and say, hey, man, like, how do you do that fadeaway jump shot? I want to learn it. Like, how do you do that? And he proceeds to explain that when the guy's up on you and you're in the post and you can feel their ribs, then you got him. He said, when you got them, you got to be quick with them because you might lose them. I said, man, that's deep. Because I wasn't expecting to learn that. You see, many times in life, the lesson is so out of reach. In order for you to get it and pull it into you, you have to be willing to go ask the right person. Notice, he didn't go to Phil Jackson to ask the question. Even though Coach Jackson probably would have known. But he didn't go to him. He went to the player that was doing what he wanted to do. See, when you learn the lesson, you have to go to the people who's doing what you would like to do and start learning from them. I remember I joined my first mastermind a couple years ago. When I joined the first mastermind, it was a YouTube mastermind with a guy named Evan Carmichael. And in this video, or not in video, in this training, I saw Evan a long time ago on videos. Like, I was watching videos. I remember seeing him like, man, this is pretty cool. And I met him in person. And when I had the opportunity to meet him in person, it was like, oh, okay. He said, do you have a YouTube? I said, yeah, I got a YouTube. At the time, my YouTube name was Failure Is Knowledge. He said, why is that your name? He said, I don't understand. Why is that your name? Why is that your name? I proceed to tell him because people can't spell my first name. So it'd be difficult for them to even try to spell it. He was like, why does that matter? He said, why not just put Terrell with the Y? And so I looked at my name tag. I'm like, that's a good question because I never thought about it. And when I saw him free in person, I saw him. I'm like, man, I remember this guy because he helped me. Then when I saw him online, I'm like, it's a program that I can join. So then I proceed to join the program. Then once I joined the program, he started coaching on YouTube. Or rather, he's been coaching on YouTube. I just happened to start getting coached by him on YouTube. And so as I'm getting coached, not only am I getting coached, it's like, oh, okay, what do you do? I said, that's a good question. I'm like, I'm a public speaker. I'm a public speaker, and I want to speak to the mass. Like, I want to, you know, just bring value to others. He said, okay. He said, what's your business? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm a public speaker. Is that not a business? He said, it depends. He said, it depends. I'm like, well, it depends on what? He was like, if you're just going to speak, then you could have a speaker's business. But if you're going to speak to build your customer base or to get in front of people, he was like, that's a different thing because when you get done speaking, the people that's in the audience have a place to go. So I'm like, huh. Okay. I don't know what that means, but sure. Okay. Oh, okay. So I continue to show up for the coaching calls and I'm getting advice, I'm getting help in it. And one day he looks at my YouTube channel. He said, why is your YouTube channel like set up like this? He said, man, you need to fix it. I'm like, how do you fix it? You see, I'm learning the lesson. How do you fix your YouTube? And then he showed me how to rearrange my page, how to make my page look better. I'm like, wow, I would have never thought that I can do this with YouTube. It's the little details that makes a difference. Because if I didn't join this program, if I didn't join this community, if I didn't join this mastermind, not only would I not have joined it, but I wouldn't have known the importance of YouTube, the importance of why you need to do the YouTube. So I went all in. I'm like, I'm going to commit. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And just at the time when I was just focusing on me, I didn't have nobody to help me. I was just doing everything. And I recognize that I can't do everything. I can't continue to do everything because I learned the lesson. That's why I always say after producing 893 podcast episodes, I've learned that I can't do it by myself. Because I've tried and nothing came from it. No, I've tried. And no, correction. Something did come from it was that I got more clarity. I have more direction. I have more focus. So something did come from it rather than money. Money didn't even, I didn't even see no money. For half a decade, I didn't see no money. Because I was trying to do it by myself. You see, I had to learn a lesson that I couldn't do it by myself anymore. I just can't do it by myself. Like, I have the confidence, I have the belief, I have the skills. I just have to get to a point where I'm no longer doing it by myself. Because if I get around others, let's just say hypothetically speaking, if I get around five different people, and every person has a different skill, I can grow faster. But it's getting around the five that makes it challenging. For instance, this is a phenomenal instance. So recently I've been learning about Silicon Valley back in the day. When PayPal was there, when before all the social media platforms, like the PayPal, I believe they came from PayPal. And then when the employees who worked for PayPal, when PayPal got sold, everyone that was in the company of PayPal. I wouldn't say everyone, but the main people that was in the company of PayPal, they started a social media platform. Okay, Reid Hoffman. He started LinkedIn. Elon Musk, he bought Twitter. He bought X. Peter Thiel. He bought, I think he just bought businesses now. The guy for Snapchat, I don't think he worked for Silicon Valley. I'm not sure if he works for Silicon Valley. I'm not sure. The two guys who founded YouTube, they worked for Silicon Valley. And so I'm like, what? Like, how did all these people like know where the world was going to go? And when they was building PayPal and they was working together collectively, they was working together, which means they was able to bounce ideas off each other. So when you learn the lesson is that you can't keep bouncing ideas off the wall back to yourself, because nothing's going to come from that. When I start really learning about these social media platforms and the power of them, I'm like, this is a different knowledge. This is a different skill. Oh my goodness. Like, I would have never thought about it. Like, I would never, like, imagine anything of that nature. But I start learning the lesson. Because in order to make a difference, in order to make an impact, in order to make a change, you have to be willing to make a change with others. And I'm like, I got it. I got the lesson. It took me a long time, but I got the lesson. I got the lesson. And the lesson is, to be the best, you have to recognize that your best has yet to come. In order to become the best, you have to be willing to try. When you try something, you're not going to always be good at something. You can eventually get better over time. And as you're getting better over time, you just have to tell yourself to keep going. You can't keep going by yourself. You can keep going with others, because others can motivate you when you are at your lowest. And when you do that, you have to learn the lesson. Never be afraid to learn. Never be afraid to discover something new. Never be afraid. Because eventually, the lesson that you are learning will help prepare you more than you can ever imagine. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why the best has yet to come for you. Let me know. And if you're listening to this via podcast episode, Apple Podcast, make sure you scroll all the way down. Hit the review button. Leave a 5-star review if you would like to. And then leave the most impactful piece of information that you got from this. The best has yet to come, because you have yet to arrive.